Hey Ravens fans, we're here with Ravens team photographer Sean Hubbard, one of the two photographers we have here at the Ravens. He's been doing this for 7 years. Hard to believe, I'm sure, but you've been doing this for 7 years, and last year was a great year for photos, and there's lots of weather and those sorts of things. So I want to look back at some of your best photos, some of your favorites from the year, and let's start with the snow game. This is one that we're going to remember here in Baltimore for a long time. I'm sure from a visual standpoint, there was a lot that you could really enjoy about it. So let's start with this game. And what are some of the things that you're looking at, and kind of take me through this photo in particular and some of the ones from this game?
Anytime there's weather involved in a photo, anything that is different from the normal game, you know, a lot of, you know, the same things happen in every game. So anytime something different happens, it adds a little bit extra drama, a little bit more interest. So this game, prior to the game, you know, checking the weather forecast, it's supposed to be, you know, a light snow, flurries, thinking not that big of a deal, probably look really cool in photos. And by the time, you know, introduction started, you know, the forecast was we determined that to be pretty wrong, and it was, you know, almost like whiteout conditions. So at that point, you know, the cameras have a really difficult time with the autofocus system, you know, finding their way through all the snowflakes to, you know, what you're actually shooting, and it can be really hard to see as well. So I remember when the player started coming out, just the realizing that the camera wasn't kind of getting up to speed with the autofocus, and just shooting a lot and hoping I was getting something, and it just added a whole new dynamic to, you know, the shooting process.
This picture in particular is one that we saw fans talking about, and we use this all the time. And so this picture in particular, when Suggs comes out, he's the last guy to come out. He has a persona when he comes out of the tunnel. So is this kind of like the crown jewel as a photographer when you have all of these elements going on and you have a guy like Suggs who comes out of the tunnel?
You know, you have Suggs who's this magnet, that personality. Everyone, all eyes are on him. He has this grand entrance, and then you have the drama of all this snow, and he's just this stark figure standing out amongst all of it. It just created for a really dramatic picture.
The next picture, also from this game, is one of Torrey Smith, and it's a close-up of him in looking at just the snowflakes that are coming down on his face in this game. When you look at the photo of Torrey and mesh it with the one of Suggs, this one, there's the drama of him coming out of the tunnel, the flames and all that. Torrey is much more of a serious, solemn face, kind of a thinking pose. Kind of look at this picture and contrast it to one we just looked at.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of them show each player, you know, in their emotion at the time. Obviously, Suggs is sort of the all eyes on me, here I am entrance. And then this is actually was taken during the singing of the national anthem. So this is when a lot of players are sort of internally reflecting. It's not that outward jubilation. And you can tell just, you know, by looking at the players on the sidelines that they're, you know, this means a lot to them, and they're really, you know, focusing on what they need to do. And I was able to, you know, get a picture of Torrey where I really captured like that emotion.
All right, so there's weather, and then there's also the game. And as a photographer, I'm sure the action is part of it, is such a critical element. So when you look at the game, this one is a great picture of Marlon Brown in a game against the Cleveland Browns earlier in the year. How important is the action shot and getting kind of the money shot, the touchdown, the catch, the interception, and take me through this picture as well?
It's a goal that every photographer on the sidelines has, right? You want to get the peak action. You want to tell the story. You know, my personal interest too is in sort of the feature and showing the emotion of the game. You know, the challenge with the action part of it is that there are so many factors, you know, throughout the course of a game that make it very challenging to get that peak action. Obviously, you know, the play has to happen place in the field where I can even get a shot, and then it can't be obstructed by another player or the referee. Then, you know, the photograph has to be in focus, and you have to get sort of the peak of the action. So it's very difficult to get really peak action shots, and you only have so much control over that as a photographer. There's luck involved, for sure. You know, in contrast, those shots, you know, maybe before or after the game, that are focusing on more on the emotion, I sort of feel like that's my way of being able to put more of me into the photo and more creativeness into the photo. Whereas the action shots, you know, you're lucky if you get it. It's hard to play around with composition and sort of those more creative aspects, but I like the challenge of both.
All right, the next one here is a picture from Jimmy Smith in the final game of the season against the Bengals. Another action shot right at the point. What happened in this play? Did he catch it? Was it an interception?
Yeah, this was an interception. It was sort of that game was sort of pretty tense, back and forth. And, you know, during a play where you thought the Bengals were going to score again, this was sort of that moment of redemption, and it's kind of everyone thought, okay, you know, like we're back in this. We kind of saved a big opportunity there, and yeah, I was lucky enough. It's very difficult to sort of get an interception where, you know, the ball is in the air, just because this was also a short yardage play. So when Andy Dalton was dropping back, you know, the quickness of, by the time the ball leaves his hand, to get to the end zone, I think it was what, maybe 5 or 10 yards out. I was really fortunate to get that, and the fact that, you know, it's peak action. You can see his eyes looking at the ball, and it was a, you know, important moment in the game, although they lost. But it was definitely challenging to get that.
All right, so you have elements like weather, you've got the action inside, and then you've also got the personal side, the human touch, and you're kind of the fly on the wall. And so some of these pictures where you have locker room shots or guys, this one is, looks like it's during a team prayer. Is this before or after a game? And how do you, in this moment, try to be a fly on the wall, capturing what's happening without being intrusive for the players and ruining that kind of them and their element?
Right, it's definitely challenging. So this was before the game, the last game of the year in Cincinnati. This is something that the team does before every game. They have a team prayer. And, yeah, it's definitely challenging to be there and capture something for, you know, the historical purposes of the team without interrupting. Obviously, it's a very quiet moment. And I just made a decision that I really wanted to show the team unity before a game. And, yeah, you just try not to take too many pictures. You try to put yourself in a position where you can capture it, but you're not distracting anyone. Obviously, that's the most important part.
The next one is a similar sort of picture. Well, what's going on with this one with Art? You know, it looks like he's throwing up. It looks like he's getting sick before the game. But what exactly is happening in this moment?
No, so this is something that Art does and a few other players do. This is right after he runs out of the tunnel. I believe this is after his individual intro to a game. And he just takes a quick moment to kneel down and pray and have a sort of a quiet time to himself. And it's something that I noticed that he did. And throughout the year, I would try to make sure, you know, finally got in a good place to capture it. And I just think it was important for me to show that, you know, people see, you know, the game and they think it's just football. But, you know, my goal was to show that this means a lot more to some of the players than just playing a game, and they're really putting their all into it, and there's a lot of emotion involved.
So this is an appointment viewing. You knew exactly kind of where he was going to be, and you were there.
Yeah, I knew that he did this, so I saw him kneel down, and I just sort of stayed where I was at and tried to capture the moment.
All right, and then this next one, you can't get much closer than this. And so going back to that point of not trying to be intrusive, but capturing in the moment when you're right below these guys, how do you do that?
Well, you know, a little bit of luck, and sometimes you cross your fingers that no one gets upset at you. But this was actually after the Steelers game at home. And basically just before this moment, the team was sort of around in the locker room, not this close together, and everyone was sort of saying a few words. Luckily, you know, the mood was lighter. Obviously, the locker room's a much more fun place to be after a win, when the mood's light. And, you know, I was sort of in the middle of everyone and had a lot more space in between. And then Coach brought everyone in together. And at that point, you know, have all these players kind of closing in on you, and you sort of have to make a split decision whether do I get out of here or do I stay where I'm at. And I felt like, you know, I was just stay where I was at, and it was certainly awkward. I was gonna kind of waiting to see if anyone was gonna kind of get upset, but you know, you just keep shooting, and luckily everyone was in a good mood, so I think that probably helped my case a little bit.
All right, so we looked at 7 pictures. If you had to pick one, I'm gonna put you on the spot. If you had to pick one, you this is the one from the year. What would it be?
I always come back to that photo of Torrey on the sidelines. I just think I haven't seen a photo like that. It was such a unique opportunity with the snow and just the genuine look in Torrey's eyes. And it always catches my eye. And I feel like if I had to pick one photo from the season, I would probably choose that one just because, you know, you get action shots every year. I don't think they stand out as much. And this, I just think, is a more unique image.
And like I said, this is a game that a lot of people in Baltimore are going to remember for many years to come. Sean, thank you very much. Great work this year. And
thanks,
it's great to have
me.
You. Thank you.